The long Memorial Day weekend usually marks the start of Hollywood blockbuster season, but it's been well underway, with Godzilla and X-Men already in theaters. That said, there are another 87 would-be hits scheduled before Labor Day. We asked critic Bob Mondello for a selective preview.
What's the plural of apocalypse? Apocali? Apocalypses? Whatever. A whole bunch are coming to the multiplex, so prepare to be rescued, especially from intergalactic invasions by a janitor-turned-goddess in the Wachowskis' Jupiter Ascending. By Mark Wahlberg in the fourth installment of a franchise with an all-new cast.
I think we just found a Transformer.
And by Tom Cruise in the Groundhog Day-style Edge of Tomorrow.
This isn't the first time.
Where the aliens know how to zip back in time for do-overs when they lose a battle, meaning humanity is getting clobbered until Cruise discovers he can zip back, too.
I'm not a soldier.
Of course you're not. You're a weapon.
More terrestrial disasters include a trio of dystopian futures, The Giver, about a world where people are content until they stop taking their drugs.
There's something missing from our lives. Something that has been stolen.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, about a world where humans are no longer at the top of the food chain.
It was a virus created by scientists in a lab. You can't blame the apes.
And Snowpiercer, about a world where the last remaining humans are passengers on a train with the 1% in front and the rest of us in steerage.
You belong to the tail. Keep your place.
Security expert, he's in the prison section now.
We can get him to cooperate, he can take us all the way to the front of the train.
Not feeling apocalyptic? Well, Hollywood has another theme this summer, the music biopic in a wide range of musical styles. Early 60s pop in a film version of the Broadway musical Jersey Boys.
Set up the A-track. We're going to double Frankie's voice. It's going to explode right off the radio.
Is that a different sound? I love this record!
The director of this tale of the Four Seasons, believe it or not, is Clint Eastwood. Fans nostalgic for 60s rhythm and blues should get a kick out of Get On Up, the story of the Godfather of Soul.
Every man in this band walked taller because they were James Brown.
Are we done, Mr. Bird?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Brown.
I said, are we done?
I think we got more funk in the trunk.
And in All Is By My Side, rapper Andre 3000 plays rock legend Jimi Hendrix in his stoned psychedelic period just before he hit it big.
For me, it's colors. I want people to feel the music the same way I see it. You know, it's just colors. It's it. And the rest is just painted with a little science fiction here and there. I don't want to freak you out.
I've got to get you over to London.
Speaking of London, this musical biopic trend also has a classical component in One Chance.
I knew you were mad for opera, but I didn't know you were completely psycho for it.
It's the story of a snaggle-toothed retail clerk who entered a Britain's Got Talent competition on TV and wowed even Simon Cowell.
My
And as if that weren't enough music for one summer, the folks who made the semi-true musical romance Once a few years ago have a new fictional tale about the music business called Begin Again.
Let's record an album.
You don't even need to rent a studio.
You mean record outside?
Whatever happens, we record it.
If we get arrested?
Keep rolling.
Hey, you, come back here.
Here you go.
While those folks are doing their best to turn the multiplex into a concert hall, on other screens, a gang of comedians will be heading for vacation spots in road trip comedies. Kevin Hart and his pals booking flights for a weekend wedding in Think Like a Man 2.
This is Vegas!
Melissa McCarthy taking Susan Sarandon on a road trip in Tammy.
Grandma, I don't know where I'm going.
I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls.
How about a beer?
No.
Whiskey?
No.
Oh my God.
You're pregnant.
I'm driving a car.
And if you missed the road trip comedy The Trip with Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon doing dueling impressions of Michael Caine, never fear. They're dueling again in the sequel, The Trip to Italy.
Did you see him in The Dark Knight Rises?
And his voice gets even more emotional than it's ever done in the past before. I don't want to bury you, Batman. I will not put you into the ground in a little box. I will not do it, Master Bruce. I will not do it.
I'm not going to bury another Batman.
Another Batman? How many Batmans has he been burying? How many are there? I've buried 14 Batmans
so far. I've buried 14 Batmans.
And a little pointy ears in a box.
I'm not going to bury another nylon cloak with pointy ears that people wear at birthday parties.
Comedians who are not hitting the road include the 21 Jump Street guys, who will travel about 100 yards to 22 Jump Street, the couple in Sex Tape, who accidentally send a private video to all their friends and family, and Seth MacFarlane, who will play a skittish Old West rancher in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
The American West is a terrible place in time. Everything out here that's not you wants to kill you. Angry drunk people, hungry animals, outlaws. Oh, the doctor!
I couldn't save her.
She had a splinter,
Doc.
The summer is not, as you may be gathering, a time when serious pictures come out in much abundance, but there are a few. The most unusual this year is the one director Richard Linklater has been working on with Ethan Hawke, Patricia Arquette, and a youngster named Eller Coltrane for 12 years. It's called Boyhood, and in 39 days of shooting spread across all that time, the filmmaker traced the family life of its leading child from the age of six all the way to college.
Have you been partying?
A little bit.
This kid quite literally passes through his boyhood before your eyes. A more conventionally made film about teenagers, The Fault in Our Stars, brings together two kids in a cancer support group. They're just starting to bond when one of them, rather startlingly, pulls out a cigarette.
Let me just tell you that not being able to breathe sucks.
Hazel Grace, they don't actually hurt you unless you light them.
Hmm?
I never lit one. It's a metaphor, see? You put the thing that does the killing right between your teeth, but you never give it the power to kill you.
The Fault in Our Stars is based on a young adult bestseller, whereas A Spy Story by John le Carré is the basis for what will, sadly, be one of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman's last films, A Most Wanted Man, in which Hoffman sports a German accent and runs a secret anti-terrorism team trying to develop leads in Europe's Islamic community.
Our sources don't come to us. We find them. When they're ours, we direct them at bigger targets. It takes a minnow to catch a barracuda to catch a shark.
Also on the serious side, but with flashes of humor, a trio of showbiz documentaries. The Dog, about the real guy Al Pacino played in Dog Day Afternoon. Supermensch, the legend of Shep Gordon, in which comedian Mike Myers steps behind the camera to celebrate an agent who's changed a lot of lives in the entertainment world. And Life Itself, a look at movie critic Roger Ebert.
For me, the movies are like a machine that generates empathy. It lets you understand a little bit more about different hopes, aspirations, dreams, and fears. It helps us to identify with the people who are sharing this journey with us.
Sharing this journey, with any luck this summer, after turning off their cell phones. I'm Bob Mondello.